We were looking for someone with intelligence, leadership skills, and the right philosophy on how to build a team. It is my great pleasure to introduce the new general manager of the New York Giants, Dave Gettleman.
Football is the ultimate team game. Building quality depth is critical. Is critical. Everybody plays today. I'm going to do everything in my power to lead this organization back to where it belongs. That's my goal. That's my intention. So you've got to build quality depth.
It is my pleasure and honor to introduce the new head coach of the New York Giants, Pat Shurmur.
It's an honor and a privilege to be the head coach of the New York Giants. You hired a guy that doesn't know what he would do if he wasn't doing this. And I really do feel like my role is to make everybody as good as they can be.
When I walked in past the four Super Bowl trophies, there's a responsibility that goes with that. And so we're going to do what we can to get back to that.
Enjoyed being in New York. I'm just looking around like every other country boy at these big lights. There's no magic like New York. It's still there. When New York loved you, I mean, you were really loved wherever you went. You walk in a restaurant, people would stand up. I mean, it was an incredible time.
And Triplett blast 20 yards down to the 2-yard line. All those pretty white sneakers.
Today you will play pro football, riding on Sam Huff's back.
What do you do that for, 88?
Down to the 20. He's got four men in his back and gets down to the 17.
Montana back to throw. Going deep. Montana is down.
The Super Bowl champion of the Giants. Everybody's dream in football.
I'm going to go to Disney World.
The one thought that you have about coming to New York are the big buildings. I'm from South Carolina. Obviously, you know, there was this fear factor about coming to New York because all you think about is just Manhattan and the sheer vastness of the area. But once I got to New York, I realized we had something really special.
Here's Montana, long time in the pocket. But chased out, Bailey in from behind. The ball's loose. And the kick is good. There will be no three-peat.
The crowd on its feet. Tens of thousands of our small American flags being raised. And Giant football in the Super Bowl.
O.J. turns. He's got it. 40, 35, 30-yard line.
What a blow he delivered at about the 40-yard line.
Back, in the air. Got the distance. It is. No good!
When I got the call from Dan Reed, I was thinking to myself, why do they need me? They have LT. And it's cold up there. Those are the two things. I remember watching the Giants growing up and actually being a big LT fan, but watching the smoke come out of their mouths when they're playing, I'm thinking, I don't want any part of that. But it was the greatest decision I think they ever made. And I would get the greatest decision that I ever made to come here and just give it my best.
Play clock is two. Takes the snap and back to throw. Sets in the pocket. He's sacked by Michael Strahan back at the 32-yard line.
17-14 is the final, okay? Yeah. 17-14, fellas. One touchdown, we are world champions.
And he takes the snap. Back to throw. Under pressure. Boys for Rush, and he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield. Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. Takes the snap, looks left, pops left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants, in the left corner of the end zone, and that is it, the New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots, and the Giants with the most improbable win in recent memory have won Super Bowl 42.
You know, you get used to being in the Northeast, things are a little different, it is a more fast-paced life, and you know, grew up in Louisiana, went to school in Mississippi, I still have a lot of Southern tendencies, I would say. It's been fun. It's gone by quickly, but, you know, I definitely feel this is home for me.
Brady's back. Brady's under pressure. Brady's chased. Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Bill Will, the heart of a champion.
And Eli Manning and the Giants have finished off the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time in 4 years.
We are Rudolph! We are Rudolph! We are Rudolph!
It's been a season full of thrills for all of us, and those highlights showed you why.
Joe, are you still using that greasy kid stuff on your hair? What else? Vitalis. That's what else.
Giant ball, Tittle back to pass, here it comes. A new Giant bat. Fisher's training table brand. Official brand of the New York Giants.
All trading cards.
Trading cards are free on Post Sugar Crisp.
Lots of them on all Post cereals.
Frank Gifford, and welcome to Joe Robbie's Stadium. Tonight, the New England Patriots against the Miami Dolphins.
Read all about it, baby! Big blue!
We are outside on the turf field. We are going to try to replicate the magic that Ryan presented to us in that great video.
World champs! Keep doubting us! Can't say anything anymore, baby!
Dick Stockton and David Deal at Bank of America Stadium.
I'm going to go to Disneyland. All these people thinking, what the... What's he doing?
Well, let's think about how do they win the game. First off, we know New England's offense is outstanding.
Alongside Jesse Palmer and David Pollack, I'm Reese Davis.
And that's where we find the man, the myth, the legend, former QB for the New York Giants and Florida State ESPN analyst Danny Cannell.
Yeah, big news, our good friend Michael Strahan is joining us full time here at the... I love Amy Hatchcock. 2 days was just not enough.
Hi, I'm Eli Manning. I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest Rihanna.
Oh, New York Giants, Super Bowl champion running back, Brandon Jacobs.
What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I was like one of the first guys to endorse it when I played for the Giants.
Starter jackets is long overdue.
What about the hats? You guys are doing the hats as well?
Yes.
It's a dream come true, man, to be honest, to have my own shoe, to have my own, you know, not just have a shoe that someone took an existing shoe and put my name on it, but to build a shoe from nothing the way it looks. It just came out great, man.
Yeah. I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one, too. They know I'm going to be around. Yeah, I need it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Because I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
Manning in a shotgun set. Takes the snap. He's under pressure. Throws one down the right side for Lewis, who makes the catch in the end zone for the touchdown. Roger Lewis, a rookie free agent out of Bowling Green. First career catch is a touchdown.
Two receivers left. Tight end flex left. He takes the snap. He's back to throw. Steps up. Fires it high over the middle. Intercepted. Once again, Andrew Adams, the rookie free agent with his first career pick. And he's chased out of bounds at the Philadelphia 30.
Prescott plays big, back to throw, settles in the pocket, he feels pressure, chased, he will get sacked by Romeo Okwara, back at the 17-yard line, and the rookie free agent out of Notre Dame gets his first career sack.
Better be coming with no hand off left for Abdul. Giants straight out. And what a nice play by Munson, the rookie. Now the Munson is undrafted free agent out of San Diego State.
I got a really big team.
Man, what a time.
Growing up, you always knew about the Giants organization, and you just thought about this great tradition, great history, but really not until I became a Giant where you truly learn all those things are true. Just everything that Wellington Mara has done for the game of football. You get to learn about the Mara family, the Tisch family now. They're truly 100% committed to their organization and to having success.
I think it provides this look of character, of integrity that you have to carry within yourself on a day-to-day basis.
It means that you embody a sense of pride putting on a Giants uniform.
Once a Giant, always a Giant, that really is the motto of the organization. And I really couldn't see myself playing for any other team. I just wanted my legacy to be as a Giant.
We are Giants and always will be part of our makeup. We will always be viewed as New York football Giants.
Once a Giant, always a Giant, hit it right on the nose. I couldn't imagine not being a Giant. I was really blessed.
When I see the helmet, I think of me. You know, it's like I'm looking at myself. You know, I'll always feel like a Giant.
Families may change, eras may change, but the history and the passion for New York football Giants never changes. It'll always be here.
Once a Giant, always a Giant. I always have a home here.